With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The horror of the deadly Hamas terror attack is fresh on the minds of Israelis today. The second anniversary of the atrocity has Israelis mourning the dead and fearing for the fate of those still held hostage by the terrorists in Gaza. The BBC's Yolande Nell at the scene of the Nova Music Festival massacre.
There are pictures of the more than 340 people who were killed. They'd come to a dance festival at the end of the Jewish holidays 2 years ago when those Hamas attacks began. And there were also more than 40 people from here were taken hostage into Gaza, and some of them remain as hostages to this day. So there's a series of events taking place. People at the moment going around paying their respects.
More than 1,200 Israelis were killed in the attack that ignited the Gaza war and Israel's pledge to eliminate Hamas.
At this point, most of Gaza is controlled by the Israeli Defense Force. Many tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed as a result of that, fighting inside that narrow strip.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. The Senate has again failed to pass a Republican spending bill to end the government shutdown, but White House correspondent Greg Clugston says there are some flickers of hope.
Expiring health care subsidies lie at the center of the funding fight, but President Trump now says he'd be open to striking a deal on health care. And in another hopeful sign on the prospect of ending the shutdown, Senate Republican leader John Thune told reporters there may be a path forward.
The White House threatens federal worker layoffs if the shutdown drags on much longer. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 72 points. This is SRN News. A setback for religious freedom in Colorado.
A three-judge panel of the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state can force all participants in universal pre-K programs to abide by a so-called LGBT non-discrimination statement. The Catholic Diocese of Denver and several parents took the state to court and might appeal this latest decision to the Supreme Court. Since President Trump added several justices, the High Court has been very supportive of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau's cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, asserting that the civil rights organization has been turned into a partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made this same complaint for years, pointing to the SPLC's annual hate map, which has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and the Family Research Council. Those and other groups are targeted by the SPLC. This is SRN News. As tornadoes go, this was a monster.
Meteorologists say a tornado in North Dakota this summer has been upgraded to a top-of-the-scale EF5. June 20th tornado left three people dead and more than 1 mile wide as it touched down. National Weather Service estimated the twister had winds higher than 210 miles per hour. But the 1999 tornado that ripped through Bridge Creek, Moore, Oklahoma, holds the record 321 miles per hour. Jason Walker reporting.
India's leading pilots union is asking the country's civil aviation regulator to investigate the Boeing 787 Dreamliner fleet for electrical issues. This after one of the planes abruptly deployed an emergency power system midair over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com.